spring weather is back to normal, and that means trouble for tart cherry farmers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A hard freeze has wiped out a big portion of the cherry crop in northwest Michigan. The area produces more than half the state's cherries that end up in desserts, juice, and as dried fruit. An historic early warm-up in March left fruit trees vulnerable to frost once the weather turned cooler again. Bob Allen has more.
Temperatures broke records for the month of March across the Great Lakes region. Climate researchers say there's never been anything like it going back more than 100 years.
We're seeing history made before our eyes, at least in terms of climatology.
Jeff Andresen is the state's climatologist and a professor of geography at Michigan State.
In some ways, if we look at where our vegetation is and how advanced it is, it's probably at least a month ahead of where it typically is.
Andresen is careful to point out that this year's early warm-up is an extreme weather event. He says it far outpaces the previous warmest March on record in 1945. He can't say it's a direct result of climate change, but it fits the predicted long-term pattern of change that includes extreme fluctuations. During one period, there were several straight days of above 80-degree daytime highs and nighttime temperatures in the 60s. At the time, Nikki Rothwell was checking the cherry trees at the Northwest Michigan Horticultural Research Center in Leelanau County, and she was seeing day-to-day changes in the fruit buds that are highly unusual.
It's been just uncanny. When I go out and look at those trees, I look at what we saw yesterday in development, and then I look at what we saw today in development, and we've actually looks like it kind of jumped to the next stage of development.
Normally, that kind of growth would take weeks to occur, but Rothwell says it's hard to tell what's normal anymore. There's a trend over the last 30 years of earlier spring warm-ups by as much as 7 to 10 days on average. But the last date for a killing freeze has not moved earlier to keep pace. Jeff Andresen at Michigan State has done a lot of that research. With the extremely early warm-ups this year, the fruit buds advanced to a stage of development that left them very vulnerable to temperatures below freezing. And, as Andresen says, it was highly likely that temperatures would return to more springtime norms.
There has never been a spring season, April, May, or June, in which we have not observed freezing temperatures or actually hard freezes. It's never happened.
And sure enough, on the last Sunday night in March, there was a prolonged freeze with strong winds and temperatures in the mid-20s. It hit the heavy fruit-growing areas in Leelanau County particularly hard. Francis Otto manages Cherry Bay Orchards, north of Sutton's Bay.
I'd say we've got at least a 90% crop loss.
The official numbers for the Northwest region are losses of tart cherries on average in the 50 to 70% range. Southwestern Michigan and the areas midway up the West Coast haven't been hit as hard, but there have been more overnight frosts around the time of the full moon that continued to do significant damage to other fruits as well, such as apples, peaches, and plums. And there are other concerns besides a freeze. Nikki Rothwell of the Horticultural Research Center says growers had to start spraying orchards to kill fungus that was released early because of the warm-up.
There's just going to be challenges to fight more insects, more generations of insects, and a longer season of fighting those pathogens.
And there's another problem for farmers who still may have a crop. The fruit blossoms have a short window for pollination, but now that more normal spring temperatures are back, it's too cool for honeybees to fly. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
Temperatures have continued to drop below freezing in northern Michigan. And each time, frost damage chips away at the cherry crop. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.